6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Stuart Johnston joins us fresh off his introductory press conference at the beautiful Hotel X in downtown Toronto, which is actually your first time here.
First time here, I know. I'm slightly embarrassed by that, but it is beautiful.
You know, I have to say, I was surprised that you didn't show up in a white suit or some Game of Thrones getup. What happened?
I know. I come from the entertainment business. You heard me talk a lot about entertainment. I thought for my first media conference and availability, perhaps, you know, Game of Thrones garb was not appropriate, and maybe I'll park the white suit for a little bit. But we had a lot of fun up there anyway.
Definitely. It was a beautiful setting for it. And to be quite honest, on first blush, I thought you did really well. No over-promising, just talking about listening. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are going to be curious with regard to how the league listened to you and the process that played out that led to you becoming the commissioner. So can you share?
Sure, I can share some of that. And first, I want to thank you for enunciating the T in my last name. I can tell you my entire family notices how rarely that happens. I'm going to be paying attention to everybody going forward. Will you say the T?
You can be honest. It's cool.
So thank you. Randy has not only been a fantastic partner of TSN and RDS's and Bell's, and therefore mine, he's actually become a friend. When I thought of him moving on from the league, I was thinking of him more as a friend and wanted to be there to support him and support him as a partner as well. Hadn't really turned my attention to the role as it might pertain to me. I had just taken on a significant new portfolio at work and was consumed by that. It's a non-sports portfolio. And so I was deep in the middle of all that, kind of went out to Grey Cup, had a great time, said farewell to Randy at that time and had a wonderful celebration. Hadn't put too much thought of where I might fit into that role. Although a couple of folks from the league, particularly at the Grey Cup, asked if I might be interested. Again, I was a little distracted and I didn't put as much thought into it. And then I did have a more formal but unofficial reach out from some folks in the league that are within the league community about whether I'd consider putting my hat in the ring. And I understood at that time that they were running a process and that they did have some candidates they were interested in. They wanted me to be included as part of that list. That's when I took a breath and I said, wait a second. This is the commissioner of the CFL role. What am I doing? Let's actually put some real thought into this, even though I've been with one company for 28 years and had a fabulous, rewarding career there. And I talked it over with my wife, and she said, look, your entire basement, our entire basement, is filled with footballs, like Grey Cup footballs going back 20 years. And she said, I think you should really consider this. It's something that I think you would be passionate about and hopefully very successful at. And I it resonated with me. And so I did officially put my name in the ring. I cobbled up my first resume in 28 years and handed that in. And really, that was trying to describe what I thought the skill set that I've developed that I could bring to the league and where it might be effective. And very kindly, I met with a small search committee. From there, met with the full board. And I thought that was an incredibly important meeting, not only for them to ask me questions about my vision and what I thought I could bring to the table as the commissioner of the CFL, but also to ask them, what is your vision? What do you think? And let's see if they're aligned. And it turns out we were very aligned, and it was a wonderful meeting. And from there, a couple more discussions happened, and here I am.
Did you happen to know who you were up against?
That was kept confidential.
So you were just focused on your plan once you had decided, hey, I want to go for this.
It really was a mental switch. I sat when I took a moment and went, this is, you know, people have called it a dream job for me, knowing my background and my passion for football and my background in media and entertainment and merging the two things together. And I'd say that does seem like a likely definition. However, I never dreamed of it. I never dreamed of actually becoming commissioner, of actually seeing a football today with my signature on it. Oh, yeah, I just told you I have a basement full of Grey Cup footballs, and now there's going to be one with my signature on it. I'm going to be in Winnipeg handing the Grey Cup to the winning team. I'm 54 years old. I feel like I was 8. So I decided to commit to the job, commit to the process, I should say. And I explained just how much I wanted it, and thankfully they listened.
You leave a major role at Bell Media and TSN, so I can only imagine it was a pretty penny to get you into this role. A lot of people are going to be curious, though, because when Randy Ambrosi was commissioner, mm-hmm. he had, for lack of a better term, a continuous contract. Mm-hmm. So can you share what your contract looks like?
Well, I don't want to get into too many details, if that's okay. A lot of it is confidential. However, it is a contract. It's a long-term contract, and it gives me enough years to really feel like I can deliver against the vision that I want to. Really, that was a pretty straightforward process in our discussions, in my discussions with the league.
One of your major points I felt like taking away from your press conference was you want to get all 9 teams to be healthy mm-hmm. and have, forget exactly what you called it, but a great business
model. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like all 9 teams during your tenure can be profitable?
I do. I do think that. I think if we execute against the strategies that I think can drive growth against our businesses, and I think the word was sustainable business, right? When I leave this role, I want the league and the teams within the league to be in a spot that there's no question about sustainability. This is just on a growth trajectory, and I think we can get there. A lot of the metrics of the last few years demonstrate their growth in key areas, whether it's audiences on television, whether it's at the gate, game day experience, that sort of thing, engagement on digital. But you know, when I think of health, you might think, oh, does that mean 9 profitable teams? And I certainly hope that is what it means. But it doesn't necessarily have to mean that, right? Because there are other metrics that can define health. And one of them would be franchise value. If a franchise, there are many, many teams in major sports, major pro sports leagues across North America and the world that either have no profitability or little profitability, but their franchise values are increasing, and that's an indicator of health. There's something good going on, and there's a future that folks are excited about. So that is another metric. What is the in-stadium? Are people filling those seats? Are people more people watching at home? All of these factors go into what I would think of as a healthy franchise and a healthy league. And I think I'd want to look at the broad spectrum of that definition of health, but profitability is absolutely important.
When you look at overall league revenues, mm-hmm. you mentioned during your press conference that they were up over $18 million mm-hmm. in 2024. Can you sort of give us a range where those were at in 2024 and then where you think the league can grow to?
Well, as you heard me say from the stage, this is, I'm looking at my watch, hour 3.5 on the job. So I have had some preliminary meetings on budgets, on kind of where the ins and outs are, what, you know, top line down to bottom line has delivered in the past. Probably a little early for me to really think about getting into any kind of specifics with you. I think that we do have growth. We had a great year in 24, as you mentioned. 25, I expect to be bigger than 24. So I'll leave it at that for now. Maybe we can revisit it another time.
Definitely. Can you speak to, and I know you're just into it, but there's a little bit of uncertainty around the salary cap this year. Do you anticipate it sticking at that just over $6 million number?
That is definitely something I'm going to need more discussion on. So I'm aware of the cap. I'm aware of what went into the $18 million that then had a positive impact on the cap. I think on my 100 days of listening that I'm looking forward to over the summer, one of the areas I'm really focused on is from a learning perspective would be football operations, governance, you know, some of those unique qualities of our league and our makeup of our clubs and our overall league. So I think I'm looking forward to digging into the nuances of the cap, understanding that better. Meanwhile, where my background, I feel very comfortable, is in driving revenue. That has been a big part of what I've been doing for the last 10 years, is driving revenue at Bell Media. And I am excited about the potential to drive revenue in 25, working with our really, really excellent partnerships team at the league office and at all 9 clubs, and seeing where we can go from there.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tompounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I shouldn't say arguably, but outwardly, the league's single biggest source of revenue is from that broadcast deal with TSN and Bell Media. You know, it's all the talk. You've had multiple questions about it already. How do you see that future deal coming together for the best of the league after 2026?
I'm glad you asked the question that way. A lot of people just go straight to how much money do you think you're going to get? And it's not, that is a critically important factor of any media deal of a major pro sports league, right? The media deal is always going to be an important plank to your overall business model. When I think about the media deal going forward, I think of it as an optimization. And what I'd mentioned from the stage is I want to optimize against revenue. I want to maximize that revenue, of course. I want to maximize reach. I want our content seen by as many people in many different ways or however they would like to consume it. I want to make sure we're focused on that. And I want a media deal that, and when I say media deal, I'm using singular, but it could be multiple. I want a media deal that is going to help us reach underserved audiences or new audiences, whether that's younger generations or more diverse generation or diverse people in Canada. So I'm looking at all three of those components, and those are all three levers. If I can maximize all three at the same time, then great, it's a touchdown. But I do want to make sure I'm aware and the team is aware of thinking about those three major components as we look towards the next deal.
From your experience at Bell Media and TSN, obviously there's the TV product that was there. There's radio, and I'm talking about reaching fans.
Yes.
There's streaming, which you would have had experience with with Crave. So how do you envision using those levers, so to speak, within that new media rights deal? Is it looking at a streaming service or multiple streaming services to be interested in carrying a football game to perhaps parcel that out like Amazon has done in the NFL or in the NHL?
Well, let me start with this. I've been in business for a long time, and one of my core principles is if I have a great long-term incumbent partner, I always talk to them first. That whether that's in a media sense or a commercial sense with an advertiser, a sponsor, if you're an incumbent partner, I feel that's, and the relationship's in good standing, I'm going to talk to you first. So let's. I just want to be clear on that. That's in my head how I operate with any commercial partner. I think that every media organization, or almost every media organization in the world, and certainly I can point to the major media organizations in Canada, and I'm thinking from a linear perspective, their transition to digital is happening at quite a clip. You mentioned Bell specifically. Bell's stated goal, this is BCE, the parent company, is to build a digital media powerhouse. Those are the words that the CEO has said publicly. And when you mentioned some of the assets, whether it's Crave, whether it's TSN Plus, whether it's TSN Direct and RDS Direct, whether it's short form content pushed out on partner channels like TikTok and YouTube, those are all available not only to Bell, but to every media organization. So I think as we approach the next deal, we're gonna see in potential partners the ability to reach well beyond one lane of media. I think we're going to see partners say, no, we're operating everywhere because we have the same goals.
Are you saying that 3downnation.com could be taking clips and posting it on social?
Could be. We'll see.
I'll leave you with this. You mentioned it during your press conference that there are stars in the Canadian Football League.
Yes.
Do you believe that there are superstars in the CFL?
Why ever are you asking that question? I 100% believe there are superstars in this league. I've been involved with TSN creating top 10, top 50, and top 100 plays of the CFL. And I can tell you, just from physical ability, athleticism, we have superstars. These are incredible players, incredible athletes. And I think perhaps sometimes the definition of superstar says, okay, what do you have incredible performance on the field. What do you do off the field to kind of help with that aura? And I look at Bo Levi Mitchell and what he does on the mic at TSN, right? He is almost as good as on the mic as he is on the field. Like, he's excellent. You see other players with their social media accounts, what they're doing. They get what brand building is, and we need to support them on that. And, you know, Brady Oliveira, like, just how do you not say that's a superstar? I know this has been a fun issue for folks to talk about for the last number of weeks and months. But make no mistake, I think our players are incredible. I hope they don't mind when I ask them to play catch with me. and I'm looking forward to supporting them as they grow their brands.
Thank you so much for the time, and people around Canada and perhaps outside the country too, but specifically here, I think are really excited to see where you can take the CFL.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to all the partners and friends and fans to help me along the way.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.